Welcome back. This is Chad Livengood, soon to be with Crane's Detroit Business. I'm filling in for Dave Ackerley here on 1320 WILS. Our next segment is Psychologically Speaking with Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, and I'm sure you're enjoying being in for Dave, and just have enjoyed your show I've listened to this morning.
Happy to fill in here today. Today's topic is how to psychologically prepare for success in 2017. Talk to us right now about, you know, how should people start getting their outlook on the new year.
Well, I believe it's good to use kind of a natural starting point if we want to make some positive changes in our life. And I think the beginning of a new year is a good time. We can say January 1st, 2017, and we can say, let's shed some of the anger, the frustrations from the past. Let's take a positive beginning. Let's move forward. Let's try to be more optimistic. Let's realize that anger, frustration, looking at all the negative things in life don't get us very far. Not that everyone's doing that all the time, but we all can try to improve on wherever we are and realize that when we accept the good and we try to kick out the negative, even use what's called cognitive restructuring, where if a negative thought comes in, we put a positive one in its place because we are what we think about. And if we choose to be negative or we choose to see the glass half empty, if you will, or half full, however you want to look at it. If you choose to be negative, you will have a negative life. If you choose to be positive, you're just going to have far more opportunities to be happy. My mother always said the optimist and the pessimist have the same frequency of error, but the optimist is much happier, and I think that's really true. Or Oscar Wilde's, the cynic knows the price of everything and the value of nothing, meaning we want to be positive, we want to move forward, we want to have just some real definite moves that are going to have the year start good and go forward and be good. And if we choose to do that, the probabilities are we can have a lot more success. If we choose to make no changes, then the odds are that things are not really going to change for us. So life is a constantly moving ball, and we want to move with it, and we want to enjoy the ride.
Clearly, in the country side here, there's some angst in America right now over our politics, over our economy, over our way of life. How do you recommend people just go about their daily lives without getting too bogged down in what's going on, globally around them, or how do we proceed, and not let that tear into us?
Well, I think what we have to realize is what we can control and we can't control. You know, my father always gave me advice. He said, "We start with God. We start with us. We start with our, spouse, family, the immediate people, friends around us." People maybe we're working with and we can have an impact. But once we get beyond that, you really can't be changing everything. So what you have to do is realize what you can control, and you have to try to be positive because it's a very dangerous world. But it's always been a dangerous world in many ways. There are different challenges. It's like a kaleidoscope. And I think what we have to do is try to be as positive as we can. You know, we've had an election. There are going to be a lot of people that are unhappy and a lot of people that are very happy. But fortunately, we are in a country that the power does change, and it can be changed again in the next election. So I think that we try to be positive, we try to be supportive, we try to see the good. And we live in a world that people tend to see evil and negative very often. So my view is, in spite of angst, in spite of frustration, there's always going to be good things. There's always going to be good people trying to move forward, and we have to try to do the best we can. And if we prepare, if we try to make sure the people we love and care for are as safe as they can be, and we try to make good decisions as we walk the road of life, and we encourage others to do the same, and we hope that the people that we have representing us are going to be making good decisions. But as a whole, if we take the negative view of life, it can be pretty negative when you see these Turkey soldiers that were burned alive, you see this killing, the bombing, all the things going on in the world. I think these are times prayer can be helpful if that's your orientation. If it's more of a secular humanist, it's more of trying to help all those around us as much as we can. So it's difficult times, but if we try to be positive, we move forward, try to control what we can control, and try to be positive and help others. Kind of the do unto others you'd have them do unto you. If you can try to live by that route, and more people, if they try to do that, the better it will be. So if you want to be negative and have angst and have crying zones and all these things, you can do that. But you're much better off to get on your feet, move forward, make decisions, and help those you can, including yourself, I might add, being positive.
We're speaking with Dr. John Braccio of Regional or Psychological Services in East Lansing. Doctor, I'm changing jobs. I'm going from the Detroit News to Crane's Detroit Business the first of the year. I'm sure there's other people out there who are changing jobs or changing their daily routine in the new year. They may be welcoming a new baby or a child, or they're sending a child off to school for the first time. What do you recommend to people who are having sort of changes in their routines, and how to prepare for that going into the new year?
Well, there's no question that changing jobs, okay, and having a child, all the things you mentioned, are all things that can be stressful. They can be exciting too. I think though, you try to be positive. You kind of take the Churchill old adage that woe to the man who, when the public calls, is not prepared. You like to think that you are a person who's prepared, you're ready, you're making this change, something you really want to do. There's going to be anxiety, but there's positive anxiety, meaning always entering into something. It's kind of having the anxiety at the right level. But try to look at it as a new set of challenges, a new set of things to conquer, to enjoy. It's the road of life, and we want to just enjoy every step. And right now, a young person can expect to have 8, 9, 10 job changes, where people my age often got one place and they were there 30 years or 40 right. years, as far as that goes. So in your situation, I'm excited for you. It sounds like you're going to be doing something you're really going to enjoy. But to think it won't be anxiety-producing or stressful is probably not a realistic belief right now. It will be. But on the other hand, if you could have stayed where you were, I'm sure you enjoyed it, but you never know where things are really going. And this way, you're adding new skill sets that you can use as you move forward in life. So, yeah, it's exciting. Move forward. And don't look backward. Never look at a decision. Wish I hadn't made it, because you can't, could have, should have, might have changed anything. So you try to, whatever you're doing, do the best you can, work at it. But always realize, one, that we're always one person away from an impossible job in terms of someone we might work for. So when you start this new job, I would suggest you update your resume and have it out there. You might say, well, it's kind of a negative view. Well, no, it's not really at all. I think we always want to be ready for the next opportunity. Certainly whoever you work for would do the same thing. So I take that as a positive thing. And when people are all prepared for the future, even if they're enjoying the present and new ventures, but they're always looking to the future, there's really nothing wrong with that. Those are the positive ways of planning and being ready for anything new that comes. But try to see everything. If we see things as exciting and adventuresome and new things to do, it makes life really exciting. The idea of spending 40 hours or whatever it is, just working on a clock all day, unless that's what I wanted to do, or just doing the same thing every day, nothing that excites me. It may excite some people, but moving forward, new jobs, new opportunities, new things to learn, boy, this is what really makes life exciting. You want to have an epitaph that says, he lived 500 years, earth years, in the life that he lived, because he tried or she tried to do many different things. So, yeah, I'm excited for you. How does that sound for people trying new things?
Thank you, Dr. John Braccio, for joining us today here on 1320 WILS.
Pleasure talking to you, my friend. Bye-bye.